Gordon, I want to get back to really some incredible stories that are going on with China and their nuclear capabilities, and also ask you a bizarre question about North Korea as well. But this story that is in Seeds of Fire has got me so enamored. I've got to talk with you about it for a while. This is, of course, the Chinese scientist who was working at the Los Alamos National Lab, Dr. Wen Houli. Yeah. Tell me about that story.
Well, work has been going on there for many years to see if it's possible to move into a new dimension time-wise, time travel-wise. The America, of course, a little step this week is that we've just launched the probe to Mars. This is, the beginning. And the idea is that our friend who was arrested and got away with it nearly, he was involved in this very, very secret work at this area called Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
He was going out there. I do know that George Tenet went out there. He's the director of the CIA. And whatever he saw, he certainly has told nobody about. Very few people have gone out there to look and not been allowed to. But the idea is to create a time travel dimension, which sounds so fantastic. It's sort of Buck Rogers meets Star Wars and what have you. But the reality is billions have been spent into this work. The Chinese scientist was working on this. Now, I should tell you that the Chinese themselves are absolutely enamored of this. They're working on this themselves.
Now, refresh my memory. Was he a U.S. citizen as well?
He was.
Okay, yeah.
He was. He was given that he had the highest security clearance. The laboratories at Los Alamos, San Diego was the particular one I'm referring to, and Area 51, where they would go out. And whatever went on there, I mean, it is such a, it's a much more closely guarded secret than whether or not America and Britain thinks there are weapons of mass destruction ever to be found in Iraq.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I believe personally not, but that's only based on what my intel people tell me today. But the work going on in Sandia Labs and Area 51 is just so secret. I was only able to hint at it, as you saw, but it was meant really to put, I put it in there because I wanted to show the extent of where China was going, where it could be going, and what it could create, perhaps not in this century even. We don't know. We don't know how far advanced they are, to be honest with you. But the idea was that you could literally pass into another dimension and travel. That's what they're looking towards. I mean, I'm told by doctors, physiologists, and so on, this is an amazing concept. But then, you know, we were saying in 45 or 44, who's ever thought of an atomic bomb? That's the point. And it's grown from that area. It's grown from what happened at, you know, Roswell and what have you.
Sure.
This is all part of the development that people are really working on this. And as we talk tonight, there's no doubt this work is going on. I'm quite satisfied. I wouldn't have put it in the book otherwise.
Well, and what's so just incredible is the charges get dropped against him. Just poof, they're gone.
Yeah, that's right, because he knew too much. And you see, the one thing is with people like that, you can lock them up, but you can't lock up their brains. And we have that as examples with some of the great spies held. I'm going back to the days of the Rosenbergs and the atomic spies and Klaus Fuchs, who defected to, who was allowed to go east to Russia. All these people, Jonathan Pollard, who's been held on a life sentence for spying for Israel, you add all these people up, and the one thing you can't do is take what else they have in their brains. Now, accept now that the Chinese, as you'll see in Seeds of Fire, have began work at one of their largest neurosurgical units outside Beijing. It's about 20 miles west of the city. And there they're trying to see if it's possible to install implants into our brains or into the brains of the people they're working on.
I bet they've made a great inroad in that.
Well, we don't know. The intelligence people say that they would love to know. It's a priority for a number of intelligence agencies to learn what they can do. But we've seen nothing publicly so far that shows. But what they're trying to create, of course, according to my intel sources, is this. They're trying to create what used to be a fantasy. The programmed assassin, the Manchurian candidate, come to life. Now, that is something that the CIA were actively engaged upon. And from the correspondence I get still from people, there are many people who tell me, and they may have been involved in it in the MK Ultra days, but they haven't given up the idea yet. And I find that absolutely, again, incredible. There's so much going on in the unelected government, which is what I call the intelligence services, because nobody elected them. They were just allowed to go there, placed there, promoted there. We didn't vote for them. We didn't vote for George Tenet to be head of the CIA, for instance. These people are running black operations, which we know nothing about, which is very scary.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
I have a woman called Kathleen O'Sullivan, who said I can use her name. She's based in Tennessee. She says, with I use her affidavit in Seeds of Fire, she states that she was used for a number of black operations, including being programmed to try and do assassinations. Her memory, of course, has been interfered with. There's no doubt about that. She doesn't have total recall. But what she does have is a story that needs to be seriously investigated. So many times, you know, stories which ought to be looked at by mainstream media are not. I mean, the New York Times now spends so much time navel-gazing about it's Mr. Blair and the fake reports it published. The Washington Post does the same. It, you know, it ran a Pulitzer Prize story that was a fake, and so on. So they're so busy that investigative journalism as we know it goes out the window. And these stories to follow are expensive, require considerable energy, resources, and contacts. I certainly have the energy and the resources and the contacts, but it's then very hard to persuade serious publishers to look at this and say, let's do it.